From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Voters in seven states and the nation's capital go to the polls today in primary elections that could help decide the balance of power in Congress. In one closely contested race, Republican Congressman Mike Castle of Delaware is on the defensive in his effort to win the GOP nomination for the Senate seat once held by Vice President Biden. Castle faces a challenger who has the backing of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and some Tea Party activists. Democrats are hoping that divisive race will boost their chances of being able to retain control of the Senate. In New Hampshire, NPR's Don Gagne reports there's a crowded field of Republicans vying for the chance to succeed retiring GOP Senator Judd Gregg.
The frontrunner and establishment favorite is former State Attorney General Kelly Ayotte. She's led in the polls and was endorsed by Sarah Palin this summer. But in the campaign's final weeks, another conservative has begun to narrow Ayotte's lead. Ovid LaMontagne has been endorsed by conservative South Carolina U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. The two other leading candidates are both businessmen. Bill Binney hopes to win New Hampshire independents who are allowed to vote in the primary, while Jim Bender has focused on fiscal policy and lowering taxes to improve the business climate. The GOP winner will face Congressman Paul Hodes, who is unopposed in the Democratic U.S. Senate primary. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Egypt for talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders, and she says she believes the two sides may be able to work out a deal on Jewish settlements that could allow peace talks to move ahead without a full extension of Israel's moratorium on settlement construction, which is set to expire soon. NPR's Deborah Amos says the two sides would have to move away from the public positions they've taken in the days leading up to the talks.
A Palestinian spokesman says his delegation will quit the talks if a single room is built in Israeli settlements. President Obama has appealed to Israel to extend the 10-month building ban. However, leaders in Israel's settlement movement threatened to bring down Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government if he does, and took out a full-page ad in the Israeli press reminding the Prime Minister of his past statements of full support for building on disputed Palestinian land. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A wildfire near Boulder, Colorado that destroyed 166 homes is now fully contained, but not far away, firefighters are still trying to control another blaze near Loveland, which has forced evacuation of hundreds of people. Merlin Green with Loveland Fire and Rescue says changing weather conditions are posing a challenge for fire crews.
You have very hot flanks of the fire. You have some that's creeping. It's involved in heavy timber, so we have all kinds of fire activity taking place.
This is NPR News from Washington. There are now two hurricanes in the Atlantic. The newest is Julia, which has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. The more powerful hurricane Igor, with winds nearly twice that strong, is now on a track that could take it near Bermuda on Saturday, but forecasters say it's too soon to tell whether it will approach the East Coast. The Nigerian man charged with trying to bring down a jetliner bound for Detroit last Christmas with a bomb hidden in his underwear has fired his attorneys, and NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports he's also suggesting that he might be ready to plead guilty.
If I want to plead guilty to some counts, how would that work? That was the question Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab asked a federal judge in Detroit yesterday, just minutes after he said he wanted to fire his court-appointed attorneys. The judge tried to dissuade Abdulmutallab from representing himself, but he said that he didn't think his federal defender was working in his best interests. He didn't provide details. Abdulmutallab has been in federal custody since Christmas Day. He told authorities al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen trained him for the attack. Officials say ever since then, he's been providing actionable intelligence. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Rafael Nadal is the men's champion at the U.S. Open tennis tournament, completing a career Grand Slam. The 24-year-old Spanish left-hander downed Novak Djokovic in the finals. Afterward, Nadal was asked how his career compares to Roger Federer's.
I am more than happy that with my titles. I think this talk about if I am better or worse than Roger is stupid, because the titles say he's much better than me. So that's the truth at that moment, and I think will be the truth all my life.
Nadal has now won 3 straight major tournaments and 9 overall. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for